The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. Everlasting God and a powerful God. You're God of today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And now, Father, we submit ourselves to you. As we kneel before your greatness, we thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who did it all for us. So now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you and high, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. To God, to my brothers in the ministry, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are watching by internet, and those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Isaiah 53. Verses, maybe about, Sister Mathis, I'm changing this. Verses 3 through 6. Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 6. 1 through 6. Holy Spirit told me to read it all. where we find these words which are reported, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He have no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our face from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic the destiny of the Messiah King. Yes. The destiny of the Messiah King. Destiny, each one of us has a prescribed destiny. For you, it reveals a story of who you are, a story that is woven into the very fabric of time. It could be Kairos or Chronos time, but we all have a destiny, and that destiny is woven into the sanction that God has declared for mankind during the umbrella of time. God has declared time for man. Man is not unique in his character, but God made man a little lower than the angels and crowned him with wisdom and authority. Help me, Holy Spirit. So time was created for man and not man for time. And so when we think about what God is up to, God is doing something under this umbrella called time. There is a destiny that is implemented within the orator of time, a time which God divinely planned and God sanctioned. It is God who has seen us before we even knew ourselves. And destiny is God's sovereign plan and purpose for each person's life, which include his will for creation and individuals, along with man's free will to choose to align with that of God's plan. God has a plan. To everything, there's a season and a time, but God has a plan. For I know the plan I have for you. There is something unique about what God is up to. Under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, we cannot escape it because God has formulated a time. Yes. This divine blueprint often reveals itself through moments of challenge and redemption, where the choices we make are linked into a greater story of grace and a story of redemption. Grace, God's unmerited favor, and redemption, God redeeming us or purchasing us back to him. Are you hearing me now?
Come on. Yeah, yeah.
It is amazing how God's grace is linked to redemption. And that redemption, my brothers and sisters, is an umbrella. And when we think about what God is doing, the Lord is asking us a question: do you know me now? Do you understand the primary purpose of us being here at this prophetic day, at this prophetic time, under what we call an age that God is looking at man to determine our worth in our worship? What is your worship like? Can I suggest something to you? If your worship is part of your rewards, what will your rewards look like? For God inhabited the praises of his. Is there any of God's people in the house? Because our worth is part of our worship. And our worship will impact what our rewards, are you hearing me? Will be. Let me leave that alone. My brothers and sisters, we are told that throughout history, countless individuals or people have discovered that their journey, which have been marked by both triumph and suffering. We've lived in a world and in a life where we succeed in some things and we fall in other things. From the pastor to the pulpit, to the pew, we all have successes in life, but there are some tragedies within us. For we are all sinners saved by God's eternal grace. Ain't no saints. We're all sinners saved by the powers and the love of God.
That's right.
My brothers and sisters, when we think about our triumph and our suffering and how ultimately it is shaped by our loving purpose far beyond man's understanding. I don't know why God loves me. Even though sometimes I don't even love myself. If I love myself, I wouldn't put drugs in my body. If I love myself, I wouldn't ridicule others. If I love myself, I wouldn't hate and fight with one another. Are you hearing me now? Give me, Holy Spirit. And how, my brothers and sisters, this purpose that God has for us is far greater than our understanding. I have discovered how God loves, or how God will allow us to go through things in order to grow us and give us a testimony. Anybody got a testimony? A testimony called like Abraham or the Abrahamic covenant. For Abraham had a testimony. Abraham, my brothers and sisters, never saw the birth of many nations. But Abraham held on to the promises which fulfilled, those fulfilled that laid far beyond a lifetime, trusting that what was sown in hope would one day be grown in reality. This would ultimately come to pass on May 14, 1948, when Israel would be recognized as a nation. God's redemptive plan was being orchestrated before Abraham would actually see it. There are times in our life that we don't see what God is up to, but God is up to something. God has a purpose and a plan in the destiny of the Messiah King. In Isaiah 53 and 5, the historical text tells us, if we look at it in that first verse, it says, who shall believe our report? This was concerning a servant who would come with the cleansing of a nation and a cleansing of the people and a cleansing of kings of their sin under what is called the Mosaic Law or the commandments, which we call the Ten. This servant that we preach about concerning his love and his compassion and the will of God is preached every Sunday. Who shall believe the report that we preach? My brothers and sisters, we preach it for the purpose of convicting those who would hear. Let he who have an ear, let him hear. Although this servant Jesus had not arrived, the purpose and the plan was set into motion. For Jesus would come in the fullness of time to demonstrate the eternal love of God the Father. But who would believe the report? For Scripture tells us.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.